Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, April 9th, 2018. Today in 1967, the iconic Boeing 737 aircraft made its first flight. On this coming Saturday, April 14th, Berlin expects the biggest demonstration against rising rents and housing speculation. More than 170 initiatives, unions, and associations are calling for a rally together. The demonstration starts at 2 p.m. at Potsdamer Platz, leads through Mitte and Kreuzberg, and ends in Schöneberg. The appeal is supported by numerous tenancy and neighborhood initiatives, but also by trade unions and professional associations, such as the Service Union Verdi, the German Federation of Trade Unions, or the DGB, and the Republican Lawyers Association. The initiators demand a more social line by the state-owned housing associations and the expansion of social housing construction. The demo is also targeted at publicly traded housing companies, such as Deutsche Wohnen, whose tenants repeatedly complain about the business conduct of the company. Now, all these groups will increase the pressure and send a common signal. We are the city. According to the latest Caritas housing study from January of this year, 61% of those surveyed see social cohesion threatened by rising rents. One in two tenants fear that they will no longer be able to afford their flat within the next 2 years, and even 4 out of 5 respondents expressed concern that rising rents will lead them to poverty in the future. 6 years after the still unsolved murder of 22-year-old Burak B. in Berlin-Neukölln, a memorial sculpture was erected yesterday. The bronze figure, almost 2 meters high, stands near the scene of the crime on Rudauerstrasse. The spiral sculpture is paid for by the Initiative for the Solving of the Murder, which collected about 50,000 euros in donations. A plaque commemorating the murder is currently being installed at the scene. The unknown perpetrator appeared on the evening of April 5th of 2012 near a group of young men, including Burak B. He shot the men several times, Burak B. died, and 2 other men were critically wounded. The initiative, relatives of Burak B., and lawyers want to keep the memory of the crime alive, and at the same time continue to ask the question whether the murder was motivated by racism. They criticize the police and accuse them of not having investigated enough in the direction of a racist motive. The public prosecutor's office rejects these accusations and states that criminal police had worked in detail and followed up on all traces. The former regional president and leader of the Catalan separatist movement, Carles Puigdemont, has declared to stay in Berlin until the end of the legal proceedings in his case. The 55-year-old left the prison in Neumünster on Friday after paying a bail of 75,000 euros. He must regularly report to the police and is not allowed to leave Germany for now. The Spanish authorities have issued an arrest warrant because they accuse Puigdemont of having violated the constitution by holding a referendum on the secession of Catalonia from Spain. He is also said to have embezzled more than 1.5 million euros for the referendum. Puigdemont fled to Belgium after the declaration of independence in October before the judicial investigation. In Germany, he was arrested at an Autobahn service area before Easter and detained in Neumünster. He had come to Germany via Denmark. The case is now threatening to become a test of German-Spanish relations. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis criticized the praise of the court decision by German Justice Minister Katharina Barley of the SPD as a, quote, unfortunate statement. Barley had previously welcomed the release decision of the Schleswig Higher Regional Court. She agrees with judges and expects that Spain explains further why Puigdemont is accused of embezzlement. Kenyan Eric Kiptonui has won the 38th Berlin Half Marathon with a track record. With a time of 58 minutes and 42 seconds, he missed the world record by only 19 seconds and defeated his countryman and defending champion Gilbert Masai. Ethiopian-born Melat Kajeta won the women's competition. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.